In terms of engaging, though, the other area which we have been in probably supporting for about a year now, and we've got to a point where I think we need to do a lot more internal engagement to go to the next level. But social media, I think, is an underestimated tool for referral programs.
Yeah.
And I just don't think enough's being done. So on our overall, I would say that actually we don't have as many referrals occurring, so people referring new hires into the business as I would like. I think we are light in that area, about 10%.
Do you give hires. Any obligation to managers or
there's no
managers
there's no obligation. There is a reward, so you will receive a bonus if successfully introduce a person to the business. So another thing that we've done on the social media front, which is a little different, is that we've social media enabled our referral process. So we make sure all of our jobs are in one place. So if you are interested in recommending a friend to a role, they're all in one spot. So that's the first thing that we got right.
And do you prioritise the really tough ones that you struggle to crack?
We will have hot jobs. Yeah. So we'll have some of those jobs will be hot jobs, which will be... We rotate every week. So, yes, some of the tough ones we do highlight. And then we just make sure that at any role that we have running, an internal person can look at it, and within, I think it's two clicks, but certainly no more than two clicks, they can share that job with their friends. So you could send me a link and say, hey, Matt, just saw this, or tweet me, or Facebook me, or whatever you want to do. So we just saw this HR manager job, looks fantastic. And that with, if it was a tweet, it would be a tiny URL, job would all be in there, and I'd just click on it, there would be the job, and I could apply straight away. So, and that would also help the business track the fact that you were the person that had introduced me. So it kind of squares the circle, if that's the expression. Because typically the problem we had with referral programs is just an administrative nightmare. You know, who referred you, when did they do it, did anyone know about it, what was the job, all of this sort of stuff, which is so difficult to manage. And it just cuts a lot of that away and just makes a very transparent, clean process. But so we've had some good successes with that, but I think what we really need to do now is the tool's in place and it works and people have used it, but it's all about engaging with your people and getting them to embrace it and think, hey, this is a great thing to do. I love working in this business.
And understand what great value it has for the business with, you know, that's getting the right sort of people.
Yeah.
You know, if we like you, then we're probably going to like you, mate.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And there's huge value there. And I think, actually, there's value for every type of recruitment, whether it's a customer service advisor or whether it's an engineer or whether it's a head of finance. I think there's a lot of value throughout the whole chain. So that's one of our focuses now, is now that we've got that working and it seems to work pretty well. And we're running at about 10% referral now, which is an improvement on where we were at, but it's still not... certainly not class leading. It's how do we not engage the external marketplace, how do we engage the internal marketplace? So that's a bit of a change for us in the recruitment team, because often we're spending all our time thinking about
looking external. Outwards, not inwards,
and we have to look inwards as well. So that's quite exciting.
And how can you go about, have you got ideas and plans to go about exciting them and energising them? Or?
Yeah, I think There's a few things. One of the things that we've started to do is actually the external team now handles all internal recruitment as well. So now there's one team that kind of looks after everything, and that's a really great thing, because once a bit of internal recruitment results in the fact that actually there isn't anyone quite right now, then it heads outside straight away. So you've got one team now that's really got the full visibility of everything that's going on. But the other great thing is that team is now directly talking to all of these candidates. So we would have 5,000 to 10,000 applications internally per annum.
Yep.
So we're making sure that we're the hub of all of that communication, and hopefully that can be a good place to build that relationship but form that launch pad. In terms of how we go about getting the comms right, I must admit I don't have the answer quite right on that one yet.
That's, it's coming soon. It's it might be.
I hope it is, but yeah. I'm not sure we've quite landed it. But it's about... There's elements of competition in there. So some of our teams and sites are highly competitive. So I think there's an opportunity for either different contact centre locations or different teams to be competing.
Once you get the competition in there.
Exactly, and get a bit of healthy and build it into some of our engagement activity, which is, you know, generally speaking, our people are very engaged. They love working in the business, and they would recommend us, but it's helping them understand actually it's quite an easy thing to do. And it's not difficult, and actually you're already on Facebook talking to your mates, and you can just click a button and you can tell them about a role. It's actually that simple. But we've just got to get that message out there. And we did focus more on making the process really simple and sleek, but now we've got to help people understand that it's really simple
and the value that it does.
Yeah. And actually, they can earn some money.
Yeah.
You know, if you earn 500 quid or a grand,
share a burger with your mate.
Exactly. And then you can climb a beer or something.
That's right.
Yeah.